Blog Talk Radio.
Lily.
good evening to our listening audience. Let's bow our head and recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we have also forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Well, amen. And again, good evening, listening audience. Good evening to you, Minister Lewis. Today is Sunday, November the 4th, 2012. The show has started at 8:30 p.m., and the show is scheduled to end at 10:30 p.m. Your hosts are yours truly, Minister Lewis and Felicia Dixon-Newman. We're talking to you live on Blog Talk Radio, live from Michigan. And tonight we are scheduled this evening to talk about current events, the presidential election. We have two more days. We have two more days to go. So we must make the best of our days. I think we have about, 27 hours. You know, some of us that can early vote, we need to get out and make that vote for Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, the next president of the United States of America. And now we will listen to a brief commentary from Elsie Lewis. How you doing, Elsie?
I'm doing good.
You know, I was in one of my classes. I was talking to one of my colleagues, and she was telling me it was funny. You know, and it's funny how you'll be surprised at how people have so much in common when it comes down to thinking. You know, she said, you know, I love to work with younger people, children and younger adults. She said, but I just have decided not to work with older people. I said, yeah. I said, what's the reason behind it? She said, because, you know, older people just, they think that the world owes them something. They always have attitude. They always seem like they're on some type of vindictive type of situation. You know, in other words, somewhat similar to what we'd be talking about. And I, you know, I guess I was saying that to say that it's amazing how when you talk to people, how people sometimes people have more of an analysis, close to your analysis than you might think. But, you know, older people need to really check themselves and stop thinking that everybody, thinking that younger people are so stupid that, you know, you got a lot of young people that are stupid now, but you got a lot of young people that are not stupid. She said, you know, I just refuse to work with them because, she said, I try very hard, but it's just not pleasant. You know, she said, I don't have anything against them because of age, but it's just something about, they just don't act right. I can really relate to that because all my problems are coming from, I would say, coming from people I thought that I could absolutely look to for wisdom, people that would guide me along. You know, then you got people, how can a 70-year-old compete against a 30-year-old. You know, why would a 70-year-old want to compete against a 30-year-old might be the question. But, you know, it's just when you don't have it, you just don't have it. You know, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, because I don't think everybody is that way. But I just run into a lot of elderly people that are just so vindictive, so mean, so spiteful, so not godly. And I have to maintain the maturity that I have. You just wonder if they ever pick up maturity anyway. You know, when you get to a certain age, you're supposed to mature. But it's just amazing to me that when I look around in my community, I had grown men walking out in the community talking about they finna campaign against me. Oh, you know, people that you really think that, you know, and when they do this just like this supposed to be some type of a move that's not going to come back and haunt them one day. Or they do it with like the world owe me something. You know, in other words, we got people in the Selma community talking about, well, I could have went somewhere else with my degree, but I came down here to help y'all. Well, you know, you can still leave. You know, it's just like they feel like people just owe them something. They feel like people should put up with them. They feel like you should respect them, but they don't have to respect you. You know, we need to, especially in the Black community, we need to redefine everything. It's just a shame. But I suspect that they've been acting like that because of the younger people. Younger people just, you know, how you going to look up somebody that won't even talk with no type of God, with God? You know, won't even talk. Won't even walk like they do God. They just, if you know their passion is, that will keep her going. All that old kind of crazy. That's what young people talk about. That will keep her going when she low down. You know, hey, her low down is ain't keeping the world going. I bet you that on the righteous is what's keeping the world going. I guess I was just wanted to mention that because it's funny how you talk to people and they have the same complaint. You just can't figure out why people.
People, it's okay to
because I have to be, you know, it's okay to talk about whatever you're going to talk about. But, you know, life ain't all bad. It's just like we live in a good, bad world and all of that time. It's just like we having a problem, we have, but at the same time, a lot of good things are happening for me, Mr. Lewis and I, too. So, and I couldn't even imagine going to no other country. At least you can talk about what they're doing.
Yeah.
But Miss Romney, I want to play a couple of things. Miss Romney been sending emails. I want to play a couple of these emails if I can. Maybe he's on a video clip. Hold on. So here we have Mr. Romney. That was just a clip of where he was spreading his message, his pledge, good jobs, and then get this economy back to going. Now, I heard, I'm going to stop hearing a lot of stuff on TV today. Now, I heard this, let's see where my notes are. I heard this lady, I don't know if she just playing or what. Her name was, she went on, she was at a Hardball with Chris Matthews. Her name is Joan Walsh. And she said, she's a white lady. She said she didn't want Romney to get in because Obama almost got it. She's the only thing Romney is trying to do is reap the benefit of what Obama administration is. She said, yeah, if Romney get there, the economy gonna get better because Obama had to get it to the point, but she feels like Obama should take credit for the work. But what kind of credit is she talking about?
Like you saw the first one. They
want to
see.
Tell
them to go to
sell
and check out the
second one. For the first black man, seven out of them. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. They ain't got to come to our community. They can sit up in their own community and see what's the second term of black people coming to.
Well, you know, it's a, we have to talk about I don't hear from Oprah. What happened to her? She's supporting Obama.
Oprah. Thank you.
always been blessed, though. There are troubles with us, no matter what. I just know, at least, you know, I'm saying, bro, we went wrong. That's what it is, bro.
Yeah, we pick up on it, really.
Right. Well, right now, the greatest thing that I still do is go out and vote for my man. They need to ask, they need to tell, is that a white people's problem? I don't even know if the white people start thinking that. Trying to be conscious of what? It's hard. It's hard.
Somebody said one of these abominations was the reason why a lot of people didn't show up, because they had to keep the rally due to security and crowd control. They had to keep it small. They said, well, at least one couldn't really see how many people were there. I bet Obama lied to him and said there were 5. Look, this one right here said, oh, these people are so funny, though. Oh, wow. I hooked on this internet. They said 20,000 showed up at the rally in Ohio and 2 showed up for Obama. And Steve Woman, the person, that sounds about right. Yeah, that do sound about right. That person got a good point. They said, look, but this person said, they said every superstition. They said, what a low life to use Steve Woman like that. He could start crying on the third island. They said, that old dumb Barack. Same Obama name, Grant down a superstar. Yeah, your income, your property value, your gas price, your tax, and unemployment. He said even Stephen Wonder can see through the smoke in here. This person said, I love Stephen Wonder so much that he can see through. Open his ass to come to the conservative side. Yeah, what this person talking about? Gotta love Steve when he go whoring for Obama. He was crazy. They said that maybe somebody should tell Steve Wonder that Obama is white.
Let's see,
on bills, that would be the same.
This person got a good point, though. Cell phone was really breaking folks' name down. You know, we were talking about that today about the Clint.
Yeah.
They really have lost their name with me.
Yeah,
you can't nobody tell me that about Clint. I knew Mr. Clinton had messed around with that lady, but do you know I still pray for him? But he just got real nice, Minister. He had his hair all curled and white. He just messing himself up out of that pool room. He just beat the hell out of Miss Clint. Miss Clint just drag out there. You seen that thing? She just drag out there. I can't wait till this bull is over with. I can't wait till this bull and Bill over with.
Yeah,
a lot of people saying two things about Steve. One of them, they said Steve is all right. He probably don't know. They said benign him out of 10. Obama didn't really tell him, and then nobody show up.
He
can't hear
you
know
about
it.
He can't.
Like you said, he can hear. I know he ain't heard all this bad stuff about Obama all on the internet. But he probably feel like they probably doing it like that because he thinks I'm a black man. So this person said they'll go see Steve Wonder, but they'll boo Obama. They just don't want to be bothered with Obama. What's wrong with these people on these white folks on TV? I can't. They're on that old Chris Matthews thing, you know. He's trying to dog run me. And Anna just said the other night that after Tuesday, a lot of these people that got these talk shows can lose their jobs. I think they're talking about Chris Matthews. If you be on like Chris Matthews and that Ed, man. I'm going to go vote tomorrow. I'm going to do early to go, and I'm going to vote tomorrow. So, soon, I can beat this campaign.
Okay, look at Barack Obama.
Well, you know, he went to school with our school. See, our school switched over. Everybody came from our school. Was on the top of the top. Sean Harrison, he just been on tape. Him and Nick Duke Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, they like what they were trying to get paid. He told me they could talk to his wife.
Talk about that phone.
Hey, you know Michael Sears?
Yeah.
He was over there on Chris Matthews the other day. You know, he's a former Republican. He's over there talking about the Republicans. I think he has switched over there with Obama. He was Obama. Remember they kept complaining about how he was talking. He was talking like he was, yeah, he was talking like he was with Obama.
Church. Oh.
hard.
I'm kind of disappointed in these white folks too now, a little bit. Not really, but just a halfway. Look, look at it all the way on the TV first. The other day, burning it down. That's what I'm saying about all the people. A lot of people don't know. Some people really be, some people are paid. Like that girl said, she don't work with them. I really understand what she's saying. They be too bitter. They don't want nobody else to do nothing. I'm just shocked that a lot of these black ministers do it. Like, I'm that black minister came on, over there talking to this guy. I know this guy ain't got no real religious man. O'Reilly had to tell him about Jesus Christ. That's too much for me. He could have talked to that man. Now, anybody would go to that man's show would know that they have to be speak with. You have to be real careful with him. You know he's going to try to jack you up over there. He had that man. That could be one. Why do I over there and see him shut up? You know what I'm saying? Because they tired of people sitting there. They call themselves the five. He the only one with a bump. The white girl told him the other morning, to count the blonde, told another morning, yeah, I hear that a lot of Obama people had him with this. Somebody said, that's you listen to him. You lost a lot of weight. You didn't sit there. But they always get beat from him. Right now, I'm saying, what's the next? I do not understand why he's sitting there talking the way he's talking. He be talking real, you know, just like always holding his head. He know he ain't making no sense. He holding his head down on Fox News. Come on a bump.
Oh, man, it's like people see stuff. Like I say, that's good. We appreciate y'all both up on the first time. That was real life. Let's get back to this. Sounds like, first of all,
yeah, I guess that's what, see, I said, why do you have to, go back to the church? I guess, I don't want any part of this stuff, all the religious stuff, but that's not the greatest.
Direction.
But I
would have loved you get a double digit if you go for the right
reason.
becomes without again. So there is one platform of enforcement. You go ahead and run tons back, run everything back. That's not right. What is? That's the rule.
I'm just surprised that those pastors would be over there at this man's show. What's his name? Bill O'Reilly. Talking to him about homosexuality. Then the next minute, when you treat them like they're a punk, then they're going to call racist. He's a racist. I just want to tell them, see, that's why white folks, that's why you, they don't respect y'all, because y'all go around there and sit around there. First of all, they should be saying, okay, why this man got me over here? Probably make me like a fool, so I'm just going to, you know, just don't make no sense. Last night in New York, where they had free gas think they ordered about 30 million gallons of gas, and you can get 10 gallons per person. What I'm trying to get is this. How in the world are they going to know? Like, we go get to the car with things, right? You can come back and get, how they going to know? How they going to keep log of all that?
food production industry. They make food, they make cars, computers, real estate. She said the automobile industry is not the life of Ohio. And this came from the Lieutenant Governor of Ohio. She said, as a matter of fact, the ball pops in the curtain, her state. Mitt Romney was in Englewood, Colorado last night. He said, do you want more of the same or do you want a real change? And y'all got to remember, Obama said he could change the White House from the outside.
That would be good.
Mitt Romney said he's going to work with the Democrats and the Republicans. He did that in Massachusetts. That's tough. He said he's going to bring down them gas prices at the pump. He was talking about a lady named Rhonda Elliott, who had a family business for 82 years, man. It was called Bill's Barbecue, and she employed 200 people. She had to shut down her business because of Obama policy, his health care, trying to force her to do pay different taxes and stuff. They said the public sector controls Obama. Yes, yeah. They said, and they also, Mitt Romney also said that those Obama trying to do some military cuts. He said that's going to affect the national security. Mitt Romney said Obama asked his supporters to vote for revenge, but he asked his supporters to vote for love for the country. Amen. He said with the right leadership, America's coming back. We are Americans, and we can do anything. Obama is offering excuses, but he has a plan. And they also said that Obama keep on talking about Al-Qaeda is scared and on the loose. But they said Al-Qaeda was behind Benghazi's Libya members.
Yeah.
And they thought, you know, Obama said when he made his speech for the storm here, that we don't leave anyone behind. But what came to my mind was, well, what about Libya? What about these victims that keep coming on TV so that they don't have no clothes, no food, no nothing, no this and no that? And I know he's left us behind. And then, you know, the man, Rob Port, who's been with Governor Romney all the time, he said that in Cincinnati, Romney had 30,000 people at that rest in Ohio. He's saying that we're not getting the answers about Benghazi and Libya. The American people are continuing to be misled. Americans know something is wrong. Al Qaeda is not on the run. This is what Rob Ford, who is the Senate, Republican Senate of Ohio, he said Al-Qaeda is not on the run. And he said that Romney loved the debate because he was able to tell the American people who he was and what his policies were. And he's saying that Obama trying to cut military spending by having a threat to security. I just don't really believe in the war, but what's going on? Yeah. Senator John McCain came on the Stewart Demean show last night and said that he's determined to find the truth out about being child behavior, because you know he's in something in Arizona. He's creating a system to investigate the deaths of four Americans. And three senators have called for it. He also said Al Qaeda is not on the run. Al Qaeda is strong. And he said that why did Obama state that the YouTube video was the cause of being drive-killed? Everybody said Al Qaeda is strong. And then we got we still got this group of African American ministers. The founder is Reverend Wheaton Owen, Coalition of African American Pastors. And he said that they got a political ad in urging Maryland to vote for a valid referendum that would legalize same-sex marriage. And they are trying to re-educate the black community on the issue. And they were just talking about it. Now that President Obama had the person to support homosexual marriage, and now President Obama is urging black Christians to ignore the pastor. And he's going to educate them about homosexuality. And Reverend Owens was just saying this has to stop. And they put in this ad, there are two female African Americans who was unsure whether to support Maryland 6, question 6, which would legalize same-sex marriage in the state. And the ad mentions Obama's support for homosexual marriage and features a clip of the president exclaiming why he changed his stand on issue. So he said, forget about their pastor. I guess he could get 5-1-2-3 pool.
Well, however they do. Thank you.
Wow.
Somebody came in the chat room and say Obama is a better president than Mitt Romney. That's what they got in the chat room. But most of Obama's plans fail. I think Romney will put America in more debt. What kind of foolish statement is that? There's somebody that's playing. They didn't left. Obama is a better president than Mitt Romney, but most of Obama's plans failed. I think Romney will put America in more debt, Christ.
That's
funny. Debt, what a lot of people don't understand, is the economy and debt got something to do with homosexuality, what they're talking about. Romney can't put the country in more debt if he believes in marriage between a man and a woman.
See, a minister,
I remember you taught me that for every action, there's opposite and equal reaction. A lot of people don't know what Obama coming out saying in support of same-sex marriage.
He's causing things to happen in this country. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. He ain't bigger than God. I mean, he installed a bad. He decided if he's going to change God's word, because, you know, God don't really know what's happening. I'm Obama. I'm going to pimp my way with him. You know, Obama really thinks that he's really something. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just take a small little break.
Mayor Bloomberg, Senator Schumer, Al and Ann Smith, thank you for your invitation. Thank you for your extraordinarily warm welcome. Ann and I appreciate your friendship very, very much. Thank you. Now, Al, you are right. A campaign can require a lot of wardrobe changes. Blue jeans in the morning, perhaps, suit for a lunch fundraiser, sport coat for dinner, but it's nice to finally relax and to wear what Ann and I wear around the house. I'm glad to be able to join in this venerable tradition. Of course, I'm pleased that the president's here. We were chatting pleasantly this evening as if Tuesday night never happened. And I credit that, of course, to the Cardinal. He is, it's taken New York's highest spiritual authority to get us back on our best behavior. I was actually hoping the President would bring Joe Biden along this evening, because he'll laugh at anything. This isn't a night for serious politics, and it was especially nice to see President Obama and Cardinal Dolan sharing the dais despite their differences. I'm sure the Cardinal has no hard feelings, and we might get an indication of that during dinner to see if the President's wine turns into water. Or for that matter, whether my water turns into wine. I'm pleased to once again have the chance to see Governor Cuomo, who's already being talked about for higher office. A very impressive fellow, but he may be getting a little ahead of himself. I mean, let me get this straight. The man is put in one term as a governor, he has a father who happened to be a governor, and he thinks that's enough to run for president. Of course, we're down to the final months of the president's term. As President Obama surveys the Waldorf banquet room with everyone in white tie and finery, you have to wonder what he's thinking. So little time, so much to redistribute. And don't be surprised if the president mentions this evening the monthly jobs report where there was a slight improvement in the numbers. He knows how to seize the moment, this president. and already has a compelling new campaign slogan. You're better off now than you were 4 weeks ago. You know, with or without all the dignitaries that are here, the Al Smith dinner surely lives up to its billing. Usually when I get invited to gatherings like this, it's just to be the designated driver. Your kind hospitality here tonight gives me a chance to convey my deep and long-held respect for the Catholic Church, have special admiration for the Apostle St. Peter, to whom it is said, upon this rock I will build my church. The story is all the more inspiring when you consider that he had so many skeptics and scoffers at the time who were heard to say, if you got a church, you didn't build that. Of course, only 19 days to go into the finish line. Campaign full of surprises. The debates are very exciting. Just the other night we had a very fun debate. Candy Crowley was there and was happy to welcome us. But people seem to be very curious as to how we prepare for the debates. Let me tell you what I do. First, refrain from alcohol for 65 years before the debate. Second, find the biggest available straw man and then just mercilessly attack it. Big Bird didn't even see it coming. And by the way, in the spirit of Sesame Street, the President's remarks tonight are brought to you by the letter O and the number 16 trillion.
MSNBC special where he was talking about Obama, like, and then when he came down to Mitt Romney, like, he let somebody else, they didn't talk, they just kind of wish-washed what they had to say to Mitt Romney, you know, the whole different thing. And Chris Matthews was always trying to pretend like he was about being fair. No, he's not about being fair.
Well, it would be nice if there was some type of way to bring the right.
Obama got a lot of nerves if you're telling people to ignore their pastor, you know, and ignore their church teachers, to ignore God. That's really what he's saying.
I guess it's something to actually, like you say, but, well, I'm saying, I guess it's just that
black people still stand around in these lines. I know they look like they vote for Obama. Just looking around. You know, like they out of it. How they gonna be way up in the White House and they act like they don't know about them black people they got around there, like.
I feel my heart.
Mayor Bloomberg, Senator Schumer, Al and Ann Smith, thank you for your invitation. Thank you for your extraordinarily warm welcome. Ann and I appreciate your friendship very, very much. Thank you. Now, Al, you are right. A campaign can require a lot of wardrobe changes. Blue jeans in the morning, perhaps, suit for a lunch fundraiser, sport coat for dinner, but it's nice to finally relax and to wear what Ann and I wear around the house. I'm glad to be able to join in this venerable tradition. Of course, I'm pleased that the president's here. We were chatting pleasantly this evening as if Tuesday night never happened. And I credit that, of course, to the Cardinal. He has, it's taken New York's highest spiritual authority to get us back on our best behavior. I was actually hoping the president would bring Joe Biden along this evening, because he'll laugh at anything. This isn't a night for serious politics, and it was especially nice to see President Obama and Cardinal Dolan sharing the dais despite their differences. I'm sure the Cardinal has no hard feelings, and we might get an indication of that during dinner to see if the President's wine turns into water. Or for that matter, whether my water turns into wine. I'm pleased to once again have the chance to see Governor Cuomo, who's already being talked about for a higher office. A very impressive fellow, but he may be getting a little ahead of himself. I mean, let me get this straight. The man has put in one term as a governor, he has a father who happened to be a governor, and he thinks that's enough to run for president. Of course, we're down to the final months of the president's term. As President Obama surveys the Waldorf banquet room with everyone in white tie and finery, you have to wonder what he's thinking. So little time, so much to redistribute. And don't be surprised if the president mentions this evening the monthly jobs report where there was a slight improvement in the numbers. He knows how to seize the moment, this president, and already has a compelling new campaign slogan. You're better off now than you were 4 weeks ago. You know, with or without all the dignitaries that are here, the Al Smith dinner surely lives up to its billing. Usually when I get invited to gatherings like this, it's just to be the designated driver. Your kind hospitality here tonight gives me a chance to convey my deep and long-held respect for the Catholic Church, have special admiration for the Apostle St. Peter, to whom it is said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." The story is all the more inspiring when you consider that he had so many skeptics and scoffers at the time who were heard to say, "If you got a church, you didn't build that." Of course, only 19 days to go into the finish line. Campaign full of surprises. The debates are very exciting. Just the other night, we had a very fun debate. Candy Crowley was there and was happy to welcome us. But people seem to be very curious as to how we prepare for the debates. Let me tell you what I do. First, refrain from...
Okay, I see what somebody came in the chat room and said, Romney is a Mormon. Do you have any idea of the history of that church with black folks? Well, I know the history of white people with black people. You know, I know Romney is not, you know, whether Romney was a Mormon or Romney was pretending to be a Christian. I know the history of white people. I know the history of black people. I know the history of most people now. And so when you speak about...
Can you let me finish what I was saying?
No, that's not the point I'm trying to make. It's a point that I'm trying to make. The point that I'm trying to make about the situation is, I think what they might be trying to speak about, they may be trying to speak about, they didn't want black ministers in their church. I think this is what they're probably saying. Look, back in 1950, 1960, white people didn't want black people in their restaurant. You know, but that don't stop black people from voting for white people. Hey, vice versa. However, we've all had our problems and our issues, but the issue that we're trying to deal with right now is homosexuality. Now, I'm not going to skip the subject. This issue that we're trying to deal with is we got white homosexuals that are over and molesting. They're coming through as judges, as lawyers. They're coming through the criminal justice system. They're coming through political seats with black political homosexuals trying to ruin these young black boys before they even realize what is going on. And so I'm familiar with the history of so many things, you know. And so what does that have to do with the history? What I'm trying to, I'm familiar with the history of homosexuality. You know, homosexuality, you know, you all popping around here talking, talking about you in a chat room. You keep on playing with God about this homosexuality, it won't even be a world. So that's why we are urging people to get out and vote, because that stuff, I just don't want to use the word I want to use, but that stuff Obama talking about, he can go to hell, really. I don't want to hear nothing about nobody religion. I don't even want to hear nothing about Romney and talking about, do I know anything? I know about Caucasians in general, you know. I also know about the history of homosexuality. I know that ain't finna go nowhere. And black people, you know, y'all need to stop getting around here with these white homosexuals. And it's really these black people in position. They getting around, you know, trying to pretend like they hanging out with mainstream whites and Ku Klux Klan. They just hanging out with a bunch of homosexuals just to destroy the black community. Okay. I don't want to get off my course and start talking. You know, they can't talk to me about the stuff that they are talking about. They can talk about it, but where is it going to go? Because at the end of the day, the issue that we're dealing with now, we're not dealing with 1950 and 1960. You know, I had grandparents that worked in the civil rights movement. Great grandparents. You know, I know the history of a lot of things. You know, I don't need, it's okay to talk about what you're talking about, but right now, this is not the time to be talking about that. But you know, that's what I mean by whites and blacks need to first find a way to really get along besides through homosexuality. This is the sneaky way that they're trying to get along. I'm not saying to get off no course and start talking about Romney is a Mormon, so.
tell this Obama somebody, he fixing it. He and decided that he going to go along with same-sex marriage. Sound like he's some type of homosexual. A woman is better than a homosexual. I ain't looking for no white man, no white woman in love for leash. I ain't trying to go in their church. I'm not trying to go to their house. I done sure ain't trying to kiss nobody's behind. I'm not that emotional. You know, I may be emotional, but I'm emotional about the things I'm emotional about. I'm not emotional about somebody. I need to go into the white folks' church and become a minister to learn about God. No. That's all black people do. You get out here, you work hard. I just can't imagine being in an era where I'm working for my money and I want to come to your restaurant with my money I didn't work for. That's crazy. No wonder they were busting you upside your head. That's crazy. You could have took that money and got your own restaurant, found out what you need to be cooking in your restaurant. It could have been all kinds of, what the devil mean for bad, God could have. But I'm trying to say what they could have been doing. They could have been taking their money, getting their own restaurants, fixing their own food, learning how to eat to live. You know, really eating and really getting off. They could have took a real bad situation and turned it into a real good situation if they had been thinking. No, you won't be sitting up around some white folks. That's the problem now. These old sorry niggas. Go to school, they come out, they hollering all over the place, and you find out they hollering because they just want to be an old tramping homosexual in the community. That's what that stuff will boil down to. They just want to be homosexual. They just want, you know, then white folks, I'm going to show you how white folks is. As low as homosexuality is, they don't even want to fool with them in that arena. They just want to mess up. They didn't want to mess up the black boy, young black boy. They don't even want to. They don't even, like, if you go to Selma right now, you ain't going to find no white and black homosexual in no relationship, for real. They don't even think, and if you find them in one, I bet you that white homosexual going to probably be the one ruling the black one. You know, black people, no matter what, you know, I know that sounds stupid, but I'm just, hey, the whole thing is stupid, I'm trying to tell you. Well, I guess we're just asking people to get out and vote for Governor Romney on Tuesday. Go out and vote tomorrow. Do your early voting. Because we definitely need someone that's going to uphold somebody. We don't need nobody standing up to God tomorrow. Well, I decided that civil unions wasn't enough, so I'm gonna do the marriage. How you gonna do the marriage, brother man? Then he and Clunk too said, I wish he would come back out and say that he's a white president. That way he can be over there with the white folks. Why has he got to say he a black president? And then he around telling black people don't listen to the teachers. You know, don't listen, don't, well, which they not going to do anyway, I guess.
it would take the
first black person, I guess that's what black people are used for. They're used to do things that white people just cannot do. That's like Michael Jackson, the first black district attorney. Look at what he did against us. Oh, sorry, nigga.
What he did is, this is Hank Sam, J.L. Chestnut, James Perkins Jr. You know, he just around there listening to everybody. In other words, he doing, you know, he just straight up breaking the law, and ain't nobody doing nothing about it. But I bet you one thing, God going to do something about it. That's one thing we can believe in and count on. God know that we're not lying about what happened. But even the words that was done in the dark going to come to light. I don't care how you try to pad your files, and how you try to think this stuff going to go away. Hey, God got a way to drag everything out on the forefront. There's so much going on in the world, you know. You know, wonder why do people have time to do the things that they're doing. Now you have so much time to be, you know, talking about things that don't even make sense. Nobody telling me anything about what somebody else did to me pertaining to history, because a person that does that, they are just doing that because they want you to go along with that old homosexual mess Obama talked about. You know, what church do Obama go to? What is his religion? I don't know no religion that endorsed homosexual marriage. Now, what religion? Maybe he had made up a religion or something.
You know, we have to really get to a certain point. I guess it's kind of odd to see one of them falls. I guess it's thing that's going, that's in the air, maybe. It's in the air for about 3-4 years. And, you know, a point that man and mankind have to stay in a court with things that he's in for us with, quite frankly. That is, equip our minds for we just have to do something about our church group. How you gonna start that? After election.
Church had its first thought in your heart. No matter where you go, you got to have some right within your own soul.
Paid his claim.
life don't fail. One thing for sure, like, we just being hopeful. We wish people, like, I can't even understand about Colin Powell in North Carolina. Because I don't know if something happened completely. Yes.
Well, the only thing I can say is we're just asking everybody to go out to the polls, choose to vote for Mitt Romney, or go out tomorrow and do the early voting. You have to call your local city clerk and find out if it's the early vote. Some places can ask for early voting. You got two different ideas. I don't view that the same way you view that. You saying if you switch presidents, that's not gonna be solved. Every day you wake up, you gonna have to need God. Ain't nothing gonna get solved if you switch presidents. That's just the way people think. People think like that. Well, I just think that it would be the best thing for this country as a whole, not my own person. I'm not going to speak about me, what I want something done for me. I would like to see the country move forward as a whole for everybody. You know, it's to the best interest of everybody if we get a new president. I'm not fixing to vote for Obama. I'm not fixing to support Obama. Period. It's as simple as that.
No, that does sense about it. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm glad I guess.
At least somehow Obama got all these women that supposed to be supporting him. Who, the white women? I don't believe that. I don't believe that's going on for some reason. I still don't believe. I say for the good of the whole country, it's best if we change presidents. So that just don't make no sense. That Obama is just doing so many things, and he keeps talking about George Bush. He can't get past George Bush.
That was know, but she has to just, like you say, don't try to put everything. It's just that black men have always been a situation. It's very complicated.
Well, we got about 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, I wish I had been more talking a little bit. I'm so excited about the election. I can't really think straight. So we're gonna say, I'm gonna say the prayer, and our Father, the Father, and I'll be out of the back kingdom. That will be done. All our justice has give us this day our daily prayer. Give us our best, and we can give our best. Lead us by the temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good night, God bless.